Your Worship, Mayor Brian Panasiuk of the town of High Prairie. He joins us on the line. Good morning, sir. Thank you very much for joining us. From your perspective, considering the things that are going on around High Prairie, how are things going?
Well, you know, I'm touching wood, Keith, that it's going fairly well for us. I mean, we haven't had to be evacuated, which is great. The fire that's closest to us, just to the south, is being held. It's not an immediate threat to our community right now. We're still on evacuation alert, but they're optimistic that they'll be able to keep it from the town, given that we do have some farmland in between us and where the fire is, and that we have some more crews on the ground to help fight the blaze.
If I'm not mistaken here, Your Worship, have you got some evacuees from the surrounding areas in town?
Yes, we've been an evacuation center for East Prairie and for members of Big Lakes County, the county itself. So, yeah, we've been an evacuation center. However, with that said, we've had members of Big Lakes County have been evacuated and then allowed to go back home. So we don't have that many people right now. It's mostly the East Prairie group, and some of them have found places to go and stay and while they're evacuated. So it's getting a little bit less in our community right now.
How are they feeling, or how are they doing in your estimation?
You know what? I've talked to some of them, and they're very anxious. They want to get back to their homes if they're there, and find out which ones aren't, because they did lose some homes in East Prairie. I think they're anxious. I think that's the best way to put it.
The town of High Prairie itself is kind of, as we just mentioned, on both ends of the spectrum here. I kind of feel that they're needed as far as being an evacuation center, but they're also on alert because they could be evacuated. How much of a roller coaster ride is that?
Well, it's we've been able to roll our evacuation alert back from 1 hour to 4 hours. Earlier last week, we were on a one-hour alert, and you know, we didn't have a lot of resources to fight the fires. Now that we have some more resources, we have you know, a crew from Ontario here. We have some, the Forest Service have some other more helicopters here, more dozer groups all around. That's making a big difference in, you know, the comfort level and being able to keep the fire from moving. With that said, I mean, just the other day it was flaring up, and, you know, it's still a hazard out there. We're not through with this yet, but having that manpower really helps add to the comfort level.
With the cooler weather coming this week, but then unfortunately the hot weather projected to be back for the weekend, how much of a relief do you think it's going to be with the cooler weather, even though we're saying, hey, Mother Nature, the cooler weather is great, but we need the rain as well, please.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That rain last Monday, we got a little bit of a rain, and that knocked the fire down and gave the crews a chance to, you know, secure the edge and put out a lot of the hot spots. But, you know, yesterday and the day before, once the hotter weather hit and the lower relative humidities, the fire started popping up, and it seemed like we were running again.
Where do you go from here, having said that, with all the clubs being juggled, as it were?
Yeah, you know what, we're playing it by ear. We got I know we've talked to Slave Lake. If we had to evacuate, there was plans that we could go there, but we're keeping our fingers crossed that we'll be able to stay right here, and the crews will be able to start making some headway on the fire, and Mother Nature will cooperate.
Brian Panasiak is the mayor of the town of High Prairie. Your Worship, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.